Hey, this is Yarko Finn replying to the Dangerous Pursuits pod thread on AboveTopSecret.com. While I agree that it's pretty stupid to, like, play around with potentially deadly animals, you have to admit that it's actually pretty entertaining at the same time. I'd never chase down poisonous snakes myself, but if you want to tape yourself doing it and put it on TV, then I'd be glad to watch it. Actually, one of my favorite shows right now actually features one of the few people I might think are actually crazier than Steve Irwin. His name's Rob Brettle. For some reason, every Australian I talk to never seems to know who he is. They call him the Barefoot Bushman because he literally walks around with no shoes on and, like, coaxing out venomous snakes and spiders. It's quite a sight to see. I've seen him, like, kiss crocodiles on the nose, swim across knowingly croc-infested rivers. And, ironically, he has a show called Killer Instinct. Seems to have, like, entirely replaced Steve Irwin, at least here in Canada. So yeah, that's one of the few shows that I watch anymore. It's kind of like Steve Irwin, but barefoot, so it makes it twice as good. He's a lot more extreme than Steve Irwin, too, because he'll actually go hunting with the aboriginals and, like, go catch snakes and cook them and eat them. Apparently, in Australia, you have a word for eating gross kind of food like this. They call it bush tucker. I think a part of me just enjoys hearing him say bush tucker. Oi, mate, we're going to go get a nice meal of bush tucker, and we're going to eat it. And after that, we're going to go catch the deadly taipan. Then we're going to eat that bugger, too. And then we're going to go stick our thumbs up some crocodile's butthole. That should really piss him off. So yeah, you Australians can have a pretty lucrative career just walking around picking up snakes and stuff. Us North Americans really love that. So just keep doing retarded stuff with animals as long as you have your camera rolling, and I'll keep watching. This has been Yarko Finn. Bloody mate, oi, bush tucker! Whee!